Hey, everyone, it's Molly Wood, and this week we're revisiting some of the most interesting conversations from the past year. Hope you enjoy. Silicon Valley companies know they've got a diversity problem, but they'd rather not show you the numbers.
It's all about controlling the narrative. You know, companies want to stick to what makes them look the best, and this is just, these kinds of things can be distracting.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The problem of diversity in Silicon Valley is something that a lot of tech companies just don't want to talk about. Companies are required to file equal employment opportunity reports with the government, but very few of them make any of that data public. Big name companies like Yelp, Dropbox, Netflix, Pandora have all kept their diversity stats secret, and they're not alone. Reporters for Reveal at the Center for Investigative Reporting went digging. Will Evans co-wrote the story.
We wanted them to share publicly the report that they already send the government every year. It's a one-page report. It has the gender and race of all their employees broken into different job categories. It's called an EEO-1 report, and they already have these. But we went to over 200 of the biggest tech companies in Silicon Valley and said, share your reports. And you know, we got 23 of them. The vast majority didn't want to do it.
And why is this data valuable?
Well, it's a way of holding companies accountable, right? So we, with the data that we did get from the companies that disclosed their numbers, you can see how they compare. You can see that, for example, Google and Apple have some of the lowest proportion of women professionals of the companies that we looked at.
Apple, you know, this week asked the SEC to exclude a shareholder proposal that would tie diversity in executive hiring to CEO pay. Why don't companies want to talk about this? And why are they willing to go to, you know, that length even to avoid the conversation?
You know, a lot of people we talk to, from diversity officers, attorneys, even managers and engineers, say it's all about controlling the narrative. You know, companies want to stick to what makes them look the best. And so, you know, this is a distraction that many companies would like to avoid.
Even when they do release some numbers, what kinds of things do companies leave out?
One of the major things that is a complete blind spot in almost all of the diversity reports we saw is that they leave out women of color. That's, if you're lucky, you get a pie chart on race and you get another one on gender. And almost none of these diversity reports are even taking into consideration women of color. And the, you know, unique experience of facing bias from multiple sides, you know, racism and sexism combined. And so what we were told is this can also be an indication that the companies aren't even thinking about this.
Which companies are among the most transparent, not just necessarily with these forms, but overall?
Well, you know, so Intel was one of the first ones to release its forms. Google did it later, and then you saw Facebook and Apple. And what they do is they'll do their own diversity report with their own pie charts, and then they'll also, you know, put out these raw numbers, which is fine. Put them out and do your own report, you know. But there are some companies, Tesla, for example, doesn't say anything about its workforce. Oracle talks a little bit about gender, nothing about race. You know, so there's a big variation.
That's Will Evans from Reveal. He said the next thing Reveal reporters will be trying to determine is whether companies with a good transparency record have actually improved diversity in their hiring. Certainly the numbers we know about don't seem impressive. Google, for example, recently reported hiring more Hispanic, Black, and female employees and more female executives. In each category, the increase was 1%. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Ben Tolliday is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.